Here's today's top stories. The city of Chicago released over 100 videos involved with police shootings and uses of force. This, of course, is in response to the mounting pressure for the mayor to be more transparent. Most of the videos show police on the scene after an incident, with a few of them actually showing force. So if you like shaky videos or police officers standing still, I mean, this is better than Netflix. But the big issue here, of course, transparency. These videos, and I haven't watched them all, show police officers in the line of duty. Nothing's really out of the ordinary. Nothing screams misconduct. I mean, there's even a taser involved. So score one for the police. I don't know about you, but they should make North Avenue Beach just a standalone channel. After another fight today, it seems like fighting and littering are the new pastimes for beachgoers in the Chicago area. Fighting at the beach. It's the new fighting at the park. I mean, if you're going to fight at the beach, at least do it in the water. And get a guy up on your shoulders, you know? Let's get some chicken fights going on. Gang chicken fights. I like it. The Guardian newspaper is reporting that Chicago, among other cities, cheated in their testing of lead in water. I guess they have been prematurely flushing or something like that. That's always good to know that our officials seem to be going out of their way to cheat on tests, especially in this situation where lead has been associated with giving kids learning disabilities, which would make them more prone to cheat on tests. Could it be that the inspectors have had too much lead in their water? Ow, my brain hurts. Ex-FIFA head Sepp Blatter and his buddies allegedly paid themselves $80 million in bonuses over the past 5 years. And you thought your boss sneaking out early on a Friday was egregious. Google announced today that one of their computers wrote a song. Yep, their artificial intelligence was able to make a 90-second song. Hey, that's amazing. And what's more amazing is that the song was quickly given to Britney Spears. That's my computerized Britney Spears right there. Also, Google said they're teaching their self-driving car to assert itself more. Great, just what we need, an aggressive self-driving car. Come on, lady, you're killing me here. Honk, honk, honk. A new study says that long-term marijuana use is as bad for you as not flossing. Yep, I guess the only big takeaway from chronic use is gum disease. So, pot smokers, brush your teeth. For a number of reasons. I can smell it. In weather, it's getting ridiculous out there. So nice. It's like chilled box wine nice. In sports, the Cubs won again. Yawn. At this point, it'd be more exciting if they lost a couple times. John Lackey was unstoppable today, after Hendricks was unstoppable yesterday. And Lester before that. And oh yeah, Arrieta before that. Come on. This is getting filthy. The White Sox are in the Motor City for a big weekend series against the Tigers. This is the moment to make a statement. A sweep of the Tigers would do wonders for us, the fans. I mean, our psyches. We're so chaotic. We want to believe. There's talk the Sox are interested in Padres starting pitcher James Shields. He just gave up 10 runs in his last start and was called an embarrassment by the Padres owner. So, yeah, bring him to Chicago. Golden State beat up on the Cavaliers yesterday to take a 1-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Steve Kerr got so mad on the sidelines that he punched and broke his clipboard last night. Yeah. Didn't Steve Kerr get punched by Michael Jordan in a practice? Remember that? Yeah. So maybe he learned it from watching Michael Jordan. I learned it from watching you, Dad. The Bears signed Nate Chandler, no relation to Chris, to be backup offensive lineman. They didn't go with Jake Long, who was also being considered. And that sucks for me because I already sent my first in long posters to the printers. Might have been a little premature. And finally tonight, French researchers are hinting that the Zika virus may be transmitted by kissing and oral sex. So have a great weekend, Chicago. That's the carryout for June 3rd, 2016. Hey, did you order the large Coke? Good, because we put in way too much ice. There's like no soda in there. It's just, it's a trick we use. La, la, la.